Just a little thought for you before we sing our closing song. Claire will tell you that one of the hardest things I ever had to do when our girls was young was take them to nursery. I hated taking the girls to nursery. I didn't mind picking them up, but I hated with a passion taking them. Because invariably, as we walked through the door, both of them would start crying and hold their arms out to me and say, "Don't leave me! Don't leave me!" It was a very nice place. We paid a lot of money to go there. And can I say, when I dropped them off at school, now I'm thinking, phew, hours of peace and quiet. But in those days, that act of leaving behind was really hard for me. You know, Ascension Day is the story of a group of close followers being left behind. They could have easily thought when Jesus ascended, well, he's left us. We're left behind. But you know what? They had to be left behind so that they, in turn, could leave behind the lifestyle that they'd had up until that point. Because this was the moment where the baton was being transferred. This was the moment of leadership succession. This was the moment that they would be going on to carry on the work of Jesus as he'd always planned. And had he not left them behind, they wouldn't have been leaving behind their lifestyle, as indeed they had when he first called them. Leaving behind things is very difficult. Tell me, ask me about my daughters. I think spiritually it's even harder. And this morning on this Candidate Sunday, I want to ask you, what do you have to leave behind in your service for Jesus? What do you have to leave behind in your service for Jesus in order to do what he wants you to do? You're not telling me there's not potential officers in this room. You're not telling me there's not potential local officers. There's not potential servants in other ways. He left them behind so that they could leave behind the life that they knew to go work and be all that he needed them to be. What do you have to leave behind? I feel quite privileged to have been in this meeting this morning. Hasn't quite gone according to plan, but it doesn't matter because he was being in charge. Thank you for your testimonies, guys. Love them. And thank you for all that you do. We appreciate it. And may we always want to do what we can in our service for God. Let's pray together. Father, on this day, as we think about covenant, as we think once again about service, we're reminded that you sit at the throne of God, that you intercede for us, but you did that in order for the Holy Spirit to be sent amongst us. And we look forward next week, really look forward next week to all that will come. And we just ask, Lord, that you will indeed bless each and every one of us in what we do for you. Show us what we need to leave behind. Show us what we need to be. Show us what we need to do in order to have that full, enriching experience of you. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Amen. Amen.